Wisconsin has a lot of great film and movie festivals and screenings to offer, but the Wyawega International Film Festival in central Wisconsin has some unique features. One, attendees of the festival get to watch films in the historic 1915 Gerald Opera House, and two, a long-lost Harry Houdini film, unseen for nearly a century, gets its Wisconsin debut. Ian Teal is the executive director of the Wyawega Arts Organization, Inc., and director of the annual Wyawega International Film Festival. Ian, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And also with us, Rick Schmidlin, a film preservationist, silent film scholar, and a producer-director. He helped acquire and preserve Houdini's film, The Grim Game. Rick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, it's nice to be here with you today.
Ian, let's start with you and set the scene at the Wyawega International Film Festival. Tell us about this festival and using this unique historic space.
Well, we started Wyga Arts about 11 years ago, 2007. My partner Kathy and I had been in the arts in New York and stuff, and I grew up here in Wisconsin, and we moved back here in the 90s, and we had been in the out of the arts for a while, and so we saw the Opera House came up for sale. So we formed a nonprofit organization, the Wyga Arts Organization, and started bought the Gerald. And we originally started showing feature films because that's what it had been used for. And that didn't pan out, so we started showing, it was hard to compete with the multiplexes, so we started showing local independent films, and we found, hey, this is pretty good. We have the filmmakers here, and a lot of people are interested, so shortly after that we started the film festival, which is now in its eighth year. And we do other things besides the film festival. We do theater and film workshops with kids and musicals and such, as well as concerts, utilizing the venue here. And so now we're in the eighth year at the Opera House with the festival, and it's growing every year, and here we are.
And Rick, let's get to Harry Houdini now, a Wisconsin connection, a lot of his childhood in Appleton. A lot of people think Harry Houdini illusionist, Harry Houdini escape artist. Can you tell us a little bit about Harry Houdini movie actor?
Well, yes. Well, what happened was Houdini was getting a little older around 1917-18. He was getting a little tired because, you know, he had been the big superstar of the turn of the century and everything he was doing physically. So when the film industry came in, he did a series similar to Perils of Pauline, which was done, called The Master Mystery. And basically, it was a long series that he did independently out of New York. He owned a film lab with his brother, so that was part of it. And they had a film lab where the film was processed. Because of the success of it, Jesse Lasky, around 1918, and this was released in 1919, wanted Houdini to start doing films for Paramount and the Lasky Company. And so basically what happened was Houdini, who also lived partially on the West Coast in Hollywood off of Laurel Canyon, decided to do that because, again, it didn't show world all of his stunts and not have to do it personally as much as he had done in the past. And he went on to do a few more films after that. But basically, this was that. So The Grim Game was his first feature film that he did for a studio. But the thing was that Houdini was, at that time, getting older, and there was a young Doug Fairbanks and people like that. So as far as a love interest, he was a little older than the others. And also, you know, it's like when you're a star, let's say, 30, 40 years ago, and then you're the big star, but now you're coming back. You know, it was a little different for him in the film world, and his acting was a little stilted.
Now, Ian, we've got this restored version of The Grim Game starring Harry Houdini. Seems like a great fit for the Wyawega Film Festival. There was Harry Houdini just down the street, sort of, in Appleton. Talk about how this fits into the festival.
Well, we one of our big supporters here at the we call it Wyga Arts, short for Wyawega. Wyga Arts is one of our big supporters is Tom Bolt of Bolt Construction out of Appleton, and he happens to be a huge Houdini fan and a collector and very knowledgeable in the Houdini world. And he came to us and said, you know, I saw Turner Classic Movies has this this film, The Grim Game. You know, maybe you guys should consider showing it. And so we were able to get a copy and see it, and it's like, this is pretty good, this is pretty entertaining, so we'll definitely show this. And so we tracked it. It was a little difficult tracking it down because nobody got back to me at Turner Classic Movies. So then actually I saw, and I think I read an article about Rick. Rick was talking about how he had the film restored, and he did it through Metropolis Labs in New York. And I had done a film earlier, like in the 90s, and we actually used Metropolis Films, and we knew the guy there, Jax. We'd call him up and say, hey, how do we get a hold of this guy, Rick Schmidlin? And he actually got us hooked up, and he got us hooked up with the distributor, and the pieces have all now all come together. And it's pretty cool, because I don't think Houdini ever played at the Opera House here, but, you know, he certainly, a lot of different magicians did come through, because this was built as a vaudeville house. And, in fact, we have some of the original flat, the stage pieces, and a lot of the acts that came through signed their names. And so we have, you know, some different magicians and different acts that, would sign their names on the back of these flats, and they're dated from the 1920s and such. So that's pretty cool.
And, Rick, let's talk about how we ended up having a copy of The Grim Game, starring Harry Houdini, because it looked like this was lost, right?
Well, yes. Well, the thing was that after 1919... right after that, films, as we know, because there was no television, DVD, video, or anything else, basically when they came out, a lot of them were just, not used again, especially when the sound industry came in. And Paramount did not have a copy. But because Houdini had a lab, he got his own personal copy and brought it to his lab. Later on, when the lab closed, he brought it to his home. In the 1940s, he had relatives that were his living in the home. He was no longer, of course, alive. And they had an insurance inspector. The insurance inspector came in and basically saw that there was nitrate film. Now, as we know, and those that don't know, one little bit of nitrate film that catches flame could be like a bomb that could blow up. They would not insure the house. They knew of a guy named Larry Weeks, who was in his 20s, who had toured with Irving Berlin during the war and had was a juggler at that time in the circuits in New York. And Larry would constantly ask for Houdini material. So when they knew that this film and other material they had at the time would be destroyed, they asked Larry if he wanted it. So Larry quickly came over from his home in Brooklyn and secured the film and brought it back. But it was on nitrate 35, and he hung on to it for a long time, never really watched it, but kept it. In the 50s, he could smell the vinegar syndrome, as we call it, which shows that the nitrate could be deteriorating. So he raised money, and in the late 50s, had it transferred with safety print and a negative print at a lab. During that time, Larry, it was shown only three times. So it had not been seen basically since 1919. It was only shown three times. Once was for the New School, which was a branch of NYU in the 60s. Another time, it was at Houdini's gravesite when three people showed up.
Wow.
And one more time, he showed it for some friends.
And I'll jump in because that's all the time we have, but there is an opportunity to see The Grim Game with Harry Houdini at the Waiawiga International Film Festival. This particular screening is Saturday. There's a whole bunch of other movies also airing in the festival. Been talking to Rick Schmidlin, film preservationist, and Ian Teal with Wiga Arts. You can find the schedule for the film festival at wegafilm.com. That's WEGA film.com.